From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, May 19th, and happy 30th birthday to singer Sam Smith.
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. The execution of Virgil Presnell Jr. was suspended. The warrant for his death is good for 7 days. If he's not executed by then, a new warrant will be needed. Opponents of East Cobb cityhood efforts say the movement has committed an ethical violation. The East Cobb cityhood committee has not filed its campaign donations, which were due earlier this month. We'll have all that and more on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. The planned execution of convicted rapist and murderer Virgil Delano Presnell Jr., who was scheduled to be killed by lethal injection at 7 p.m. Tuesday, has been postponed. Department of Corrections spokesperson Joan Heath said she had been advised by the Office of Attorney General Chris Carr that the execution would not proceed as planned on Tuesday, pending legal action. The warrant for Presnell's death is valid for 7 days, after which the state must obtain a new warrant. Earlier Tuesday, Attorney Carr had appealed a Fulton County judge's decision to temporarily block the execution. Monday night, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Shermella Williams sided with Presnell's attorneys in finding that the state had violated an agreement outlining when executions could resume after the COVID-19 pandemic. Judge Williams' ruling came down hours after the Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles denied Presnell's clemency request for a stay of execution and a commutation of his sentence to life without parole. The group pushing to create a new city of East Cobb has yet to file a campaign contribution disclosure report, as may have been required, according to an attorney with Georgia's campaign finance oversight body. Opponents of cityhood have alleged that the omission is a violation of state ethics law, which requires groups advocating for or against a local referendum to register as a ballot committee and disclose their backers 15 days before an election. The deadline was May 9th. Of 7 groups supporting or opposing Cobb's 3 cityhood referendums on May 24th, East Cobb, Lost Mountain, and Vinings, the pro-East Cobb cityhood committee is the only one which had not filed. The group indicated on Sunday that its status as a 501c4 nonprofit organization means it's not required to file such a disclosure. Robert Lane, a general counsel for the Government Transparency and Campaign Finance Commission, told the MDJ that the group's nonprofit status is irrelevant. Craig Chapin, the cityhood committee's president, told the MDJ Tuesday that the group had consulted with lawyers in January who said the group was not required to form a ballot committee or make disclosures. The average gas price in Georgia and Cobb has continued to soar as summer nears. The price of gas is up 22 cents in both Georgia and Cobb compared to where it was a little more than a week ago, now at $4.06 in the state and $4.04 in the county. Despite the price increase, the state's gas prices are still well below much of the country, thanks in part to Governor Brian Kemp's ongoing gas tax suspension that began March 18th and ends May 31st. As of Tuesday, Georgia's average price is 46 cents cheaper than the nationwide average of $4.52 a gallon. On Tuesday, it cost $60.90 to fill a 15-gallon tank of regular gas in Georgia.
We could open it up to the general public.
That's not a bad idea. A warm bed.
A freshly baked scone.
For a moderate fee.
It could pay for itself.
As a B&B.
If you two break into song, I'm leaving.
The Smyrna City Council unanimously approved new regulations on Airbnbs and other short-term rentals this week. The ordinance includes occupancy limits and parking rules, mandates that operators obtain business licenses, and in some cases will limit the number of days out of a year that a property can be rented. Smyrna Community Development Director Rusty Martin said the ordinance is meant to address resident complaints about the rentals, including house parties, illegal parking, trash, and other property maintenance issues. While short-term rentals are not banned from any residential zoning category, there are special regulations for those located within single-family zoning areas.
Bobby, you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs, and you can't get on base without taking a swing.
The pitcher could walk me, couldn't he?
Don't play lawyer ball, son. Now you hit the next one out of the park.
Class A baseball finals almost gave Cobb another all-county state championship fame. Here's Matt Golden with more.
On Monday, North Cobb Christian swept Fellowship Christian to earn their spot in the Class A private finals. The same day, Mount Perrin Christian split with perennial single-A power Wesleyan to set up a game three on Tuesday. With two outs and the bases loaded in the eighth inning, the son of former Atlanta Braves shortstop Jeff Blauser and current Clemson commit Cooper Blausner hit an RBI single to plate the game-winning run and to send Wesleyan back to the state championship with a 7-6 victory. The dream of an all-Cobb County single-A private championship game had died there. However, there will be an interesting matchup in that Cooper Blausner is not the only son of a former Brave to be in the championship. North Cobb standout Jackson Ugla is the son of former Atlanta Braves all-star Dan Ugla. The two teams will face off next Tuesday at the Gwinnett Stripers Coolray Field in Lawrenceville with a deciding Game 3 on Wednesday if needed. For more on the story and on the baseball playoffs, please get at mdjonline.com. For the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. 678-ESOGMAT.
It all started with one location on Austell Road in Marietta 18 short years ago. The bakers for Georgia's Best Donuts, Dough in the Box, would arrive and hand make varieties of donuts the community would instantly love. Now with over 52 varieties, two locations in Cobb, and one on Fulton Industrial Boulevard, Dough in the Box welcomes you to try Georgia's Best Donuts and start your own family donut tradition. Visit us and see Dough in the Box. You can't eat just one. Open really early, Tuesday through Sunday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Or visit us online at doughinthebox.com. You can't eat just one. Dough in the Box. Your new tradition begins today.
I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen.
State Representative Mitchell Kay was sworn into office Tuesday to represent House District 45 for the remainder of the 2021-22 legislative term. Representative Kay, who won election in a May 3rd special election runoff, will serve out the remainder of former State Representative Matt Dollar's term. Dollar resigned in February to take a job as Deputy Commissioner of the Technical College System of Georgia, triggering the special election. Representative Kay will represent the East Cobb-based District 45 for less than a year, since he chose not to run for the seat in the 2022 through 24 term. He's not likely to cast any votes during his term since the 2022 legislative session has already ended. Sick birds are occasionally reported in backyards across Georgia. A common denominator in these incidents is feeders and feeding areas that are not cleaned regularly. Birds are at risk from a variety of diseases that can flourish when birds flock to neglected feeders. Wildlife biologist Todd Schneider of the Georgia Department of Natural Resources said the public can help by cleaning their feeders regularly. Conditions in and around feeders help spur sicknesses ranging from conjunctivitis to avian pox. Bacterial diseases are transmitted orally and through the accumulation of fecal matter beneath feeders. Birds infected with the bacteria that causes salmonella often act lethargic and are easily approached, although other infected birds may show no symptoms.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Hi, I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty. The world's changed a lot in the last year, so Drake Realty is changing with it. Our newest website allows you to find your property and agent, then we take care of the rest. We have experienced partners and state-of-the-art technology to keep your earnest money safe and closings on time. If you're looking for a seamless transaction from contract to close, visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks again for listening to today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for tomorrow's episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing. And be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.